underneath the LCFS, they have something called the Innovative Crude Oil Applications, and this one was for solar-powered fracking. I guess it would have been fracking and oil drilling, but and just solar powering in general of the Lost Hills oil field for Chevron's operation. So it's co-owned by, as you said, Chevron and Goldman Sachs. 240 acres, so a huge field of solar panels, but completely devoted to powering oil drilling and fracking for Chevron in this field. And so that is basically, they have this formula under the LCFS, and that's how they're going to green their, I guess, quote unquote, green their operations there, make it more climate friendly. And then they produce some of this solar, you know, any excess solar is then sold to, under this application, to PG&E or Pacific Gas and Electric, which is the big utility company in the area. And so that, you look at the whole picture, that's, they're going to call that whole system of energy production, from the oil drilling to the solar power to selling it to the grid, that's how they get to the number. It's a case study of how they get to the numbers that they get to within the low carbon fuel standard. And